Yeah, you're clearly holding the Clem right now. You'll probably hold the Clem all the way out. Until you get into Richmond territory, you might start flickering that one a little as you get north. But anywho, that's okay. You never know where the receivers are going to, it's like water. It finds its way to the lowest level.
Yeah, you know what's amazing too? Aside from that itchy thing, if we get that fixed, you get that fixed, somebody gets that fixed, I think that this is going to be absolutely perfect. I think that this one's going to get just as much use as the other one.
Yeah, well, keep making sure, you know, running it and making sure everything's working is important. You know, half the reason you have a net is to test your resources and make sure they're, you know, they're all still working and blow off the dust and stuff like that. So, yep, be good to just keep an eye on it, make sure it all stays up and running. I will probably, I'd be camping out here for some time, you know, as I'm watching things here.
You know, it's weird. I'm wondering if there's a relationship to this. When the repeater ID'd 2.6, that's when some of that noise got interjected. I wonder, is there any way that noise could be coming from interference from the 2.6?